said, our limited mind to extend the Dark HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we have to be mekayim the mitzvah of Rachta Bitrochov, Mahu Rachum, Mafato Yerachum, Mahu Chanu, Mafato Yechanu, Mahu Chosid, Afato Yechosid, Mahu Kodesh, and so on. Afato Yechodesh. So, this mitzvah of Rachta Bitrochov in regard to a regular person who is not in Ovi, so is only applies to the mitzvah of the Sitra Deimin. As the Zeir in Parsha Vayechi says, Yaakov Avinu called the Shvatim, his sons, to bestow his blessing. So then, upon some Shvatim, many Shvatim, he showered blessings, but upon Shimon Levi, on the contrary, he poured out his wrath, all upon yours, the bosom kikosho, a halkin the yakoi, a fitzin the Yisrael. So boli borchein is the arrest, and the Medrash Rabbe has the same question. The answer is, Yaakov Avinu noticed in Shimon the Levi certain leaders, he was at first he was scared, he was frightened, because is the midas misitra dismayel shlakadosh baruch hu, because there are two categories of midas, the up to nake, so is midas misitra dimin, because that's emotional, in the mailo yamin the ismail, but it's emotional. When a person normally, if everything is normal, so he acts with the right hand, he only uses the left hand as an aid to the right hand. How does he write? He writes with the right hand, not to the left hand. But if Chas v'Sholem, he was in an accident and he has a cast on his right hand, then he is forced to use the left hand. So the regular Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Rachman and Chesed and Sholem. If the Ben Yisrael had not resorted to these Midas of Misitra Dimin, then the world couldn't even survive for one day, for 1 minute. Because there is so much riches in the world. We see what goes on now, and there's always been going on, so much bloodshed and so much idolatry and everything. So why does the world survive? The answer is because the Rebbeinu Shalom is in a chofetz b'nisoson shel rishoyim, and is waiting until the Rishoyim will do tshuva. But there are certain exceptions. In the time of the Marbon, the time of the Chom Bayis Rishon, in the time of the Chom Bayis Sheni, and the time of the Holocaust, that many of us experienced. So that is something that we cannot understand, where we have where you see a manifestation of the Midas Misitra Dismayel. Midas Dismayel. And we can't understand that. And the best thing is not even to ponder upon that. We have to do tshuva all the time. That's why it is so ridiculous to talk about tshuva for the other person. Everybody has to do tshuva. When Besdin was Giza Tainis, so the Nosi put Eifa Makla on his head. He didn't tell the other people to put Eifa Makla on their heads at the time of Mordechai and Esther. So Mordechai put Eifa on his head. He didn't tell the other Jews to put Eifa on their heads. And even though Mordechai knew very well that was an Enish, but we are not in a position to tell what is an Enish for. It's an Enish, but there are Onshim Gluim and there are Onshim Nistorim. And when there is a catastrophe overtaking the Jewish people, Rachman al-Islam, that's also Gilush Shchine. But it's a Gilush Shchine be'ife nister, not be'ife nigle. So the mitzvah of a Lachta B'drochof, as the Rambam points out in the Kazdeyes, applies only to the mitzvahs of the Sitzadini. Now, when Elisha Hanavi parted from his master, Yoah Hanavi, so he said, Ovi, Ovi, Rechav Yisrael Uforoshot. Rechav Yisrael Uforoshot. So the Radak mentions Tupshotim. Why does he say Ovi Ovi? So Chazal say the first Ovi is the father and the second Ovi is the mother. So he said, so why did he say that? Because father and mother have two different functions. Shmabni Musar Avicho Valtiti Shtea Simecho. So the father raises the child, he mechanes the child through admonition, for rebuke, but the mother does not train the child, is not mechana the child for rebuke, but for the tender treatment of the child. So that's teras imecho. The mother's Torah does not consist in words, but it consists in action, in tenderness. And so Elisha said he wants pishnayim biruchacho, double your spirit. What does it mean, double your spirit? As far as lomdus is concerned, it's shayach to say one is a bigger lomdus than the other. One is a bokin lomdusach, and the other one is a bokin tumisach. But as far as nebu is concerned, now Ivadia has just one parent, and Yeshaya has Samachvov. So could anyone say that Yeshaya Novi was 66 times as great in Novi as Ibadi? That would be ridiculous. So the answer is, Yoah Novi had the double spirit. On one hand, Yoah Novi is the symbol of Sholem, even today. So at every bris, so there is the Kisi Sholem Yoh, and Hinonichi Sheliach Lachem is Yoah Novi. So to establish Sholem in the world. On the other hand, Eliyahu is the symbol of Kanuyas, Kani Kinesi. So Eliyahu had the right to be Ikanoi because he had Nivuye, so he was able to Mitzamtzen the Shazam of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But anybody else, even if he's the God of Ador, he has no right to exercise Kanoyas. He is Mechuyev to fulfill the mitzvah of the Rachta B'drochov by acting out the midas of Misitra Dimin, but not Misitra Dismay. But the Novi has the right. So this is the reason as to why the Novi had to say, Koyom HaRashem Tzvokis, Pokadeti Is Asher Osa Amolet V'Yisroel, Asher Sosam Madarach. In other words, that there is a Kidei Barakodish Baruch Hu, that now is the proper moment to exercise the midah of kanoyes. The Rambam in the Akdomet Perish HaMishneh to Zroim, so he says certain mitzvahs can only be fulfilled for Yitzivo V'Novi, as for example Melchome against Amorim, and he mentions the pasuk in the Haftor of Parashat Zohar. Now, when Shmuel Hanavi told Cho to be waging war against Amorim, he fulfilled it literally. But one person he left. Who was that person? That person was Agog. It's very strange. It's like killing the Nazis who were forced to kill the Jews and live Hitler life. And how is it possible? Vayitpeis es Agag melech Amolik choy veskolom hachim ipechot. Now the Gemara says that show why did Shaul HaMelech act that way. So he made a kalachema. In Deirim Chotu, Tamim HaChotu. Oh, that explains, of course it was a choice. But so that explains why he had compassion for the Ktanim. It's not their fault. They didn't do anything wrong. But why did he have compassion upon Agog? Now, the Gemara, the same Gemara in Seite says that when Shaul HaMelech had compassion upon the Ktanim, so he said, so Yotso Basko, the Omor al Tizdakabel. And then later, when he killed Nevirakianim, so then the Basko said, al Tirsha. What does it mean? Because when a person, so the Gemara says, that if somebody is mirachim al arzorim, so he saved shenase arzor al asadikim. So that was his energy. Alright. So that explains his compassion on the Ktanim. But why do you have compassion upon Agog? Now there is a Gemara in Sanhedrin in Perek Chilek. So the Gemara in Perek Chilek says, Ktanei Rishi Yisrael Yesh Lem Chilek L'mapo. What do you mean Ktanei Rishi Yisrael? Kol Yisrael Yesh Lem Chilek L'mapo. Even the Peshi Yisrael Yesh Lem Chilek L'mapo. But it means the Ktanim of Rishi Yisrael who are Mumri, who Eilem, whose parents is Eilem Chilek L'mapo, but the child's status is not determined by the status of the parent. Even if the parent is a Rosh Hashanah, but the child is still in the category of Yenki Shachad Shadayim Shalom Poshu. That's in respect to Ktani Rishi Yisrael. But Ktani Rishi Akum, so the Aloha is that the status of the father determines the status of the child until the child has some deo by himself and is able to determine the status. Actually, Shaul had a strong time. There is aloha that when we wage war against any nation, even against Zainami and against Amorek, we have to ask for Shalom. Again, the Piskarov mentions that. So, Ligabi Zainami, it's a Droshe in the Sifrit, and the Gemara in Seite, that's from the Dvor. Limanli Asher Liachti Eschem, Mlame Shim Chizrim Bichuve, Shemitavan Israel. But Ligabi Amorek, the Gemara, the Sifrit doesn't mention anything. So the Pliskarov says that's mentioned in the passage of the Haftor of Parashat Zocher. Vayishlochacho ad Hashem v'derech v'yimeh leich v'yachramto es hachatoyim es amolik v'nerchamto v'yad kalisim. In other words, Hatoni. Why Hatoni? So why Ktanim Eil V'Yeni? They're not Hatoni. But if they are Eil V'Yeni, can they have no das themselves? So Mele, they adopt the spiritual status of the parent. In other words, if the parent is a Roshe, so his children, the Ktanim are the same Rishon, at the same sense. Or Al-Titla Yimach Shmei didn't have any children. But Saddam Hussein, so he is a Roshe, so his children, the Ktanim, so are the same Rishon. Unfortunately, the children, the Gdelim, are also the same Rishon because of their own behavior. But the children, the Ktanim, who have no das of their own, so they adapt Al-Pedin, the spiritual status of the father. So that is the reason as to why the Shmuel HaNavi told Shaul to wage war against Amalek and to wipe out everybody, even Me'ilel Vadim. Now again we see, and then when Shaul pleaded to Shmuel, as is mentioned in the pasuk, "Vayim echotosi, ato kabdeni nozeg neged ziknei, amid neged Yisrael, vishuvini vishtachavisi l'Hashem lekecho, vayoshev Shmuel achi Shaul, vayishtachu Shaul ad Hashem, vayim Shmuel, hagishu elai es agag melech Amori, vayim lechilov agag madanis, vayim meharagog ochin sor maramoves." He saw his face, so he beheld such kindness, and on the face of Shmuel HaNavi, so he was sure that Shmuel HaNavi was certainly spared. Vayimah Shmuel, kasher shiklo noshim harbecho, kim tishkal noshim imecho, vayishasim Shmuel esagog, lifnei Adishem bagilo. He said, just as your sword bereft many women, many mothers, because of your killing their children, their sons, so in the same way your mother will be bereft of her son. Now the Mechilte in Parshas Bishalach says that when Shaul died because he told the Nahar to kill him. How was he allowed to kill? How was Shaul allowed to tell the Nahar, the Gera Amaleki, to kill him? So that's a question. As a matter of fact, it's discussed by the Das King Balatisvis on Parsha Neach. Achazdim chamim lavshisei chanavresh. So the Medrash Rabbah says, Yochel, kichanani mishol vazaye, tamulim arach. So ach is mimayit. In other words, Kiddush Hashem, it's all right to be misnevish yourself. Yochel kishol, tamulim arach. So the kashi, so what it means, Yochel kishol. So the skin baratisis in Parashim, Yach explained, there's a difference between the action by Hanani Mishol Vazariye and the action by Shaul. Hanani Mishol Vazariye, so they allow themselves to be killed. So that is Mutar HaKiddush Hashem. But Shaul, he told the Gera Amaleki to kill him. So, is that allowed HaKiddush Hashem? So, it's hard for me to mention the story that the skin in Balatis says, Umay Sehoyo Bishas Hashmat, that they decided when the Crusades, they wanted to force all the Jews to convert themselves, and if not, they would be killed. So they decided to kill the children, because otherwise the children would be raised as Christians. So Hoyo Shom Zokin Echot. So he called the Zokei who decided to kill the children, Ritzeach. So he said, if I am a Ritzeach, then he mentioned a certain call against himself. And then, unexpectedly, dead Gzeire was bottled, and everybody was saved except the children that this Zokei killed, Biodai. And this is the reason that is not mentioned by Shmuel HaNavi, but it's mentioned by other historians as to why he say in Avarachma. So, Hanovim v'anim b'chayeyem uvmei som loyim fodo. Because even though he acted shaloi kedim, but he meant l'shem shamayim, he killed himself too. So Mele, we asked the Rebbeinu Shalom for Kapor. Now the Mechilta at the end of Parshas Bishalach says that when the Gir Amaleki came and told David what he did, that he fulfilled the tzivu by Shaul HaMelech, so David declared Tom Chobi Ficho. So Nishba HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shein Yovelu Michol Umezeilom Lizgaya Mikabon Nishon Umi Hamolei Kubein Sei Ein Mikabon Nishon. So he says, why? And the Mechilta mentions Bikimochi Emchezecha Mechomo Ladishem Bamolik Midea Beir Bikimochi Emchezecha Amolik. So now here it appears that from the Pasuk that David killed the Gir Amaleki not because of Amaleki, but because he killed Shaul. So why does Mechilta say because he is Amaleki? The answer is because whenever the Jewish people wages war, so they give an opportunity to Amalekites or the Zainamim to do tshuva. And if they do tshuva, they are mikabel. But if somebody, so the Nikesi, Domomle Nikesi, so the Radak mentions in Medrash, and he doesn't even say where the Medrash is. I was looking for the Medrash, I couldn't find it. So that for all Averis, that the sin in Israel throughout the ages did to the Jewish people, if they do tshuva, that the Ben Shalom will happen. But for the dam that he shed, the blood that he shed of the Jews, so no tshuva is mechapeya. And then he mentioned there's a certain Medrash, that a certain Roshe, who killed many Jews, so was Mizgaya. And the Chachamim didn't know that he shed Jewish blood. Then the Chachamim found out, so they were mispalel that he should be Chizal Yisrael. Chizal Yisrael. So that's why David said, Dom Chavu Ficho. It's not as far as the Mitzvah of Mechiyas Amalek is concerned. So truly is effective. Actually, it's effective. And when do we say that if they are mikabel zaynis in the neach, we are not allowed to kill them? That means if they themselves are mikabel zaynis in the neach, if they are a little older, or if the fathers were mikabel zaynis in the neach, so then we are not allowed to kill their children either. But if they themselves do not have enough das kibashit kibasheva to determine their own behavior, and their fathers did not mikabel zaynis neach either, so then the mitzvah of mochi timche zecher amolik applies to them. I think that will be all for tonight.